Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for defending us in our battles against the enemy. Thank you, Father, for giving us victory. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the opportunities that you have sent to us so that we can, through those opportunities, move forward and succeed. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that keeps following us everywhere we go. Thank you for putting your favor on our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for making ways for us in places where there are no ways. Thank you, Lord, for giving us dominion over darkness and the oppressions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for giving us good health. Thank you for taking away our sicknesses and diseases. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have already answered. And we thank you, Lord, for more of our prayers that you're still going to answer. We are here this midnight, in your presence to seek your face, to worship you, and to pray. Father, meet us at the point of our need in Jesus' name. Give us breakthroughs and interventions that we need at this time. Show us mercy and intervene in our situations. Visit us and make our lives better. Visit us, O Lord, and turn our lives around. In the name of Jesus, let your glory and power do great things among us tonight as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pick some worship songs before we continue. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name. With an earth full of praise. With an earth full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. Lift up with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the we are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, O Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercy, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord, forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, perfect, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father, Lord God, holy, potent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God's wonderful name, Jesus. God's wonderful name, Jesus. God's wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. If saints of these adored as you are, adored as you are, you will never change. If saints of these as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. If saints are this, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. In spite of this, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You know what a man, oh. You know what a man, oh. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You're not a man, You are not Emmanuel. You are not Emmanuel. You are the God who opened doors no man in yours. You're not a man, you're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Yesterday will never be again. All the name and all this world again is because of love. And of your mercy. Yesterday can never be again. All the blind can always see again. It's because of love and of your mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy now. Show mercy now. We cry, oh, we cry for mercy. Show mercy, Lord Jesus. Show mercy. Now, show mercy now. We cry, oh, we cry for mercy. Show mercy now. Show mercy now. We cry, oh, we cry for mercy. Your glory, Lord. Your glory, Lord. We cry, oh Lord. We cry for mercy. Your glory, Lord. Your glory, Lord. We cry, oh. We cry for mercy. Show us mercy now. Show us mercy now. Show us Mercy now, we cry, O Lord. We cry for mercy. Have your way. 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 Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord, in our lives. Have your way. In our situations, have your way, Lord, as we pray, have your way, have your way, Lord, in our midst, have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make away for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from every bondage. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from every sickness. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus. By your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Begin to adore him, glorify him, magnify him, worship his majesty, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, worship the Most High God, the All-Sufficient God, and the Self-Sufficient God. Worship the One who was, the One who is, and the One who is to come, the first and the last, the King of glory, the King of the universe, the One who reigns forever and ever, the One who is immortal forever. He can never die. He lives forever. He is eternal life himself. Worship him. Worship him. We praise you, Most High God. We praise you, All-Sufficient God. We praise you, Self-Sufficient God. We praise you, Everlasting Father. We praise you, Miracle-Working God. Mountain-Moving God. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, our Father, our Helper, our Shelter, our All in All, our Savior,
our deliverer. We praise you, our strength. You are our power. You are the light by which we see. You are the strength of our life. We praise you, El Shaddai. You are the answer to our prayers. You are the solution to the problems of the world. You alone is the restorer, for you restore all things. You restore all things. You are the mighty redeemer, the mighty deliverer. You are the chain breaker, the yoke breaker. You are the lift of our head. You are the way maker. You are the door opener. Blessed be your holy name. You change times and seasons. You control everything, whether they are visible or invisible. You determine the end of everything, even before they begin to exist. We worship you, Father. You reverse irreversible things. You open the eyes of the blind. You unlock the ears of the deaf. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are the hope to the hopeless. You are the help to the helpless. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who changes our situations, even our negative situations, and then our lives look as though we never had any problem. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Glorified forever. Be praised forever. Be exalted forever. We worship you, Lord. For you are a great God. And you are the living God. You remain in dominion forever. And no one is greater than you. No one is higher than you. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For beautifying my life with your glory and presence. Say thank you, my Father, for beautifying my life with your glory and presence. Hope your mother begin to thank him. we did the painting. Thank you, Father, for beautifying my life with your glory and presence. Thank you, Father, for beautifying my life, for decorating my life with your glory and with your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence is beauty, and your glory is beauty. Thank you, Father, for beautifying my life with your presence and glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for meeting me at the point of my need. At that moment when I seriously needed your help, you showed up immediately. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him for not allowing you to be put to shame. Thank him. For if he had not met you at the point of your need, maybe you would have been homeless. Maybe you would have suffered great shame. Maybe you would have died. Dear Father, thank you for meeting me at the point of my need. Thank you for showing up at that moment when I really needed your support. Thank you for showing up in my life at that moment when I really needed your intervention. Thank you, Father, for showing up in my life at that moment when it appeared that all hope is lost. Thank you, Father, for showing up for me. Thank you for coming through for me, even at that very moment. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not come into the thoughts of men what God has in store for us who love him and are called according to his purpose. You're going to say, Father, thank you for great plans you have for me that are beyond human imaginations. Great plans that I have not seen. great plans that he have not heard, great plans that has never come into the thoughts of men. Say, Father, thank you for having such plans for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Indeed, eyes have not seen those great things he has in store for us. Thank you, Father. Ears have not heard them, for they are great and glorious. Thank you, Father, for your plans for me are so great, so new, and so glorious. So new, so unique, so special are your plans for me. Thank you, Father. For nobody yet to know about it. Nobody is even thinking about it. How you will lift up my life, nobody know about it. For it is so special and so great. Thank you, Lord, for your plans for my life. Are so glorious. Thank you because you shall fulfill those plans. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to still thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you, Lord, for taking good care of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for caring for me as a father. Here for his child. Thank you for looking out for me. As parents look out for their children. Thank you for responding to my cry. As parents respond to the cry of their children. Thank you, Father, for taking good care of me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You took care of me more than anyone else. More than any human being could ever do. Thank you, Father. You took care of me more than any earthly parent or family member could ever do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking good care of me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. we're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, repay my feet and increase my feet so that I can receive the things that you have in store for me at this time. Say, Father, repay my feet. Yeah, feet can be damaged. It's in the Bible. Yeah, the Bible says the feet of some people have suffered shipwreck. The feet of some people have been wrecked. You know, the way a ship on the ocean or on the sea can become shipwrecked. Yeah, so feet can be damaged, but God can repay. Yeah, and then feet can be high or low, and God can make your feet to go up. So you're going to say, Father, repay my feet and increase my faith, so that I will be able to receive the things you want to give me at this time. And brethren, you must note that God operates by faith. No one can receive anything except through faith. So don't let anyone deceive you. If you fast and you still don't fast with faith, nothing is going to happen. If you pray and it's not with faith, nothing is going to happen. You're going to say, Father, repay my faith and increase my faith so that I will be able to receive the things you have for me at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, repay my feet. Repay my feet. Faith is real. When you have it, you will know that you have it. It's a substance. It's a real thing. When you have faith, you will know. Even the angels will know that you have faith. Even the demons, we know that you have faith. And when you don't have it, you also, we know you don't have it. And the spiritual realm, we know that you don't have it. Say, Father, repay my faith that has been damaged by the issues of life. Repay my faith that I've been damaged by my past experiences. Repay my faith that I've been damaged by the sorrows and pains and fears I have gone through. Say, Father, repay my faith that I've been damaged by satanic attacks and demonic attacks. Say, Father, repay my faith. How I wish that God will repay your faith. For you would have gotten so much blessings at this time. Pray this prayer from your heart. Say, Father, repay my feet of damage. And then after you have repaired it, increase it. freeze my feet so that I will be able to receive many things that you want to give me at this time. For I cannot receive anything from you except through faith. Oh Lord, it is my faith, so that I will be able to receive the things you want to give me at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, many times what we are ministers of God, or we servants of God or preachers, what we do is just to help the faith of people rise, because God already wants to bless them. God already wants to heal them and deliver them. Yeah, so what God would want us to do is just to help their faith to rise. And many times, that is what I do when I'm ministering to people, because even the people, they don't know that God wants to help them, because their faith is so bad. Their faith is so wrong and so weak. Their faith is so sick. So they don't even know that God wants to bless them. They don't know, or they don't believe that God wants to bless them. And God is just waiting for their faith to rise so that he can do it. Because God cannot do anything without faith. And the same thing applies to you. God wants to help you. So stop deceiving yourself to think it doesn't. And don't let anyone deceive you. God wants to help you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to heal you. He wants to deliver, he wants to change your life. But he wants your faith to rise. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, help my faith to rise to that point where it will produce transformation. To that point where it will produce great deliverance, great restoration in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, please help my faith to rise. Help my faith to rise to the point where it will produce transformation, to the point where it will produce victory. Don't let anybody deceive you. Heaven operates by faith. God walks by faith. And it can also help your faith. Say, Father, help my faith to rise. To the point where it produces great transformation in my life. To the point where it breaks my limitations. Help my faith to rise to the point where it produces breakthroughs in my life. Help my feet to rise to the point where it produces prosperity and greatness in my life. Say, Father, help my feet to rise to the point where it produces victory and dominion in my life. Help my feet. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I'm sure many of you have read that place in your Bible where the disciples of Jesus Christ couldn't perform a miracle and they tried all that they knew how to do in terms of praying for people. They tried everything they know, but the healing did not happen, the deliverance did not happen to that person they were praying for. And they continued to do that, so they got frustrated. Yeah. And then when Jesus came from the mountain and saw the situation, the first thing Jesus said was to rebuke their unbelief. Now, you might be thinking, if they didn't believe in God's power, they wouldn't have made attempt to pray for the child to be delivered. Yeah, so that means they had some faith. It's just that they didn't have enough faith. Yeah, because for someone to start to pray for a miracle to happen, that person believed God to a point. I mean, that person has faith to a point. Yeah, so they had a little faith. But the faith they had is not enough or wasn't enough to produce the miracle. Now, what does that mean? And then Jesus came back and then Jesus was telling them, oh, faithless generation. What does that mean? That means if you have small faith, that small faith in some situations is equal to no faith. Well, that small faith might work for you in some situations. But in some other situations, that the small faith will not work. And that was what happened to the disciples. The proportion, the measure of faith they were using to solve some other problems, they tried to use it when a bigger problem, they did not even know that one was a bigger problem than the one they had been solving. So when they were faced with that bigger problem, they could not do the miracle. They could not deliver the person. Why? Because their faith wasn't enough. Yeah, so maybe that is what is going on with you right now. I mean, you that is listening to me right now. Maybe the faith you're trying to use to confront your problem is not enough to get rid of that problem. We are going to pray. You can just say, Lord Jesus, give me more faith that is able to produce the victory, the deliverance that I need now. The Lord Jesus, give me more faith. Help me to get more faith that is able to produce the victory and the deliverance that I need now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When your faith is not enough to overcome challenges of life, you will be put to shame like the disciples were put to shame. Public shame for that matter. Public shame for that matter. The Lord Jesus, give me more faith that is able to produce the victory that I need now. The blessings that I need now, the breakthroughs that I need now, give me more faith. Give me more faith. I believe you're praying. Lord Jesus, give me more faith. Give me more faith. Give me more faith. Give me more faith. It's all about faith. Victory is all about faith. Success is all about faith. Prosperity is all about faith. Healing, deliverance, they are all about faith. Don't let anyone deceive you. Yes, the anointing is also needed. But even the anointing responds to faith. Yeah, even the anointing will do little or nothing without faith or without enough faith. The Lord Jesus, give me more faith. Give me more faith that is able to produce the victory that I am looking for now. The prosperity that I am looking for now. The breakthrough that I am looking for now. Lord, please give me more faith that is able to produce it. I believe you're praying. Even the healing I am looking for now, the health I am looking for now, Lord, give me enough faith that would help me get them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, don't forget that in that passage, after Jesus stepped into the situation and performed the miracle the disciples couldn't perform, the disciples came to him and they said, how come we couldn't do that? We tried everything we knew how to do, but the child didn't get delivered. They wanted to understand, because to them they believe They had faith. And then Jesus came and said, they don't have faith. That was why the miracle didn't happen. So they were confused. And they said, how come we didn't, you know, we couldn't do that? And Jesus, he repeated the same thing. He said, it is because of your unbelief. It is still because you don't have faith. Now, sometimes when I tell some people, have faith, they will look at me like, wow, what are you saying? I have all the faith. Yeah. They will look as if I'm trying to, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm trying to confuse them, or I'm trying to look down on them. Yeah, but even Jesus still, Jesus still responded with the same statement. After the disciples came to him to find out why they couldn't cast down the devil, he told them, it is still because of your unbelief. Yeah, but he now explained further. He said, that type of demon you are trying to overcome, and not just to go, except you have been charged up or you have been empowered by God through a lot of prayers and fastings. Yeah, so Jesus was telling them that this type of demon cannot just go if before that time you have done a lot of fastings and prayers and you have gotten empowerment from God. Yeah, so your personal relationship with God, your prayer life, has a lot to do about your faith life. Yeah, so Jesus was rebuking their relationship with God. And he was saying that if they had had a strong relationship with God before they were faced with that challenge, it wouldn't have been an issue. So which means if they had been fasting and praying prior to that time, they wouldn't have issue casting out the devil. Yeah, so you can see how your personal relationship with God, how it builds your faith ahead of when you are going to face a challenge. Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting my point. So if you are so weak in prayer and even to fast is a problem for you, be sure that many challenges of life will continue to bring you down. Yeah, because God uses our personal spiritual life and prayer life to build up our faith for future challenges that we will face. Yeah, so Jesus told them, he said, that type of demon, don't just go if you have not been fortified by God through prayers and fasting. That means you have been fortified before you now go and face that type of demon. Pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to build a strong and consistent relationship with God that will increase my faith, that will boost my faith every day relationship with God, and we boost my faith every day. The Holy Spirit, help me to build such relationship. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to build a relationship with God, a consistent relationship with God, a consistent daily relationship with God, a consistent prayer life, a consistent fasting life that is able to boost my faith every day. In the name of Jesus. Some people, they are trying to fight a sickness with faith that is not enough. They have not built faith to face that type of sickness. And when the sickness came, they were trying to have faith at that time. And they were not getting healed, and they were blaming God. Yeah. No, they should blame themselves. Maybe they shouldn't even have had the sickness in the first place. The Holy Spirit, helped me to build a strong prayer life. Help me to build a strong spiritual life. Help me to build a strong relationship with God. Help me to build it on daily basis so that my faith life can increase daily. Help me, Father. It's not just a time like this, you know, when there is a prolonged fasting that is going on. Yeah, that, you know, it's not just this kind of time that your faith or your prayer life should increase. You need to have a daily, personal, and consistent and strong prayer life. So Holy Spirit, help me to have that. You need to have a consistent fasting life. And that is why in this ministry we fast 2 times every week. 2 times every week. Even before these 40 days fasting. The Holy Spirit, helped me to build a consistent prayer life, a consistent fasting life, a consistent relationship with you that is able to give me faith on daily basis so that I will be victorious in my journey in life, so that I will not become a prey to the dark kingdom. Help me to build a strong relationship with God that will boost my faith every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Jesus said something in the Bible. He said he's going to give us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Jesus can give you that key. There are people that have gotten some keys from heaven. And those things that are troubling your own life can never trouble the lives of those people forever, because they have gotten keys from heaven. Yeah, the victory you are finding it difficult to get, those people, they have already passed that level. Yeah, those people can never have any problem that many other people are having, because they already have keys that, you know, they have solved and they keep solving such problems. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, give me the key of the kingdom of heaven that is able to make me bind on earth, and it will be bound instantly. That is able to make me loose on earth, and it will be loosed instantly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you bind and you don't yet have the key, nothing is going to happen. If you try to lose and you don't yet have this key Jesus talked about, nothing is going to happen. But when you have the key, things will happen. Mighty things will happen. The Lord Jesus, give unto me the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. God is about to give some of you those keys. Continue to pray. The Lord Jesus, give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven that is able to make me bind here on earth, and it will be bound instantly. That is able to make me loose here on earth, and it will be loosed instantly. The key that is able to make me allow things to happen, and it will happen. And that is able to make me forbid things from happening, stop things from happening, and they will never happen. Lord Jesus, give me those keys right now. Give me those keys right now. Give me those keys right now. When you have the key, you will know that you have the key. So Lord Jesus, give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven that is able to solve problems in my generation. Give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We are still praying concerning receiving this type of keys. You have to go to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me the keys of your kingdom that is able to open doors no man has ever opened in my family. Lord Jesus, give me the keys of your kingdom that is able to open doors no one has ever opened in my family. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. There are some breakthroughs you're going to have that no one has ever had in your family. But you need the keys to have that breakthrough. The Lord Jesus, give me now the keys of your kingdom that is able to give me breakthroughs no one has ever had in my family. Give me the keys right now. 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 That's able to make me have breakthrough no one has ever had, even in my country or in my nation. A greatness and start from you. A greatness that has never happened to anybody in your country. That greatness can start from you if you have the key for that greatness. So Lord Jesus, give me the key. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me the keys of your kingdom that is able to give me breakthroughs no one has experienced before in my family. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Now, the keys of the kingdom of heaven is also connected to covenant. Or maybe I should use the word to personal covenant between a believer and God. Personal covenant between a believer and God. Yeah, God can make a personal covenant with you. Yeah, and tell you that in your life, certain things will never be able to happen. I mean, bad things. Like, there's a pastor that God made a covenant with him. Yeah, and God said that even if someone is about to die, and they bring that person into his church, yeah, that the moment that person enters into his church, that person will be healed. Yeah, so in that village, whenever somebody is about to die, they will start to rush the person to that man's church. Yeah, because they know that once the person step into that church, that debt is gone. Yeah, because that was the covenant that God made with him. Yeah, it doesn't matter the kind of debt that is about to take a life. Yeah, it doesn't matter how serious the problem is. Yeah, it doesn't matter how serious the disease or sickness is, as long as that person enters into that man's church, that person will live. Yeah, so those are personal covenants. So God can also make a personal covenant with you, and you don't have to be a pastor. Yeah, God can visit you and tell you that, and begin to tell you this and that will always happen, and this and that will never happen as long as he remains God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to find mercy, or let me find mercy in your sight, such that you visit me and make a personal covenant with me. So Lord, show me great mercy and visit me and make a personal with me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In fact, God can make a covenant with you that even after you have died, your children and your grandchildren and your great-great-great-grandchildren, they will continue to benefit from that covenant. Say, Father, show me great mercy and visit me and make a personal covenant with me make a generational covenant with me. A covenant that even after I am gone, my children and children's children would live to enjoy that covenant. Oh Lord, show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. And visit me. And make a personal covenant with me. Make a life-changing covenant with me. Make a powerful covenant with me. Show me great mercy. Continue to pray like that. There are people that I know that can never lack. Even if there is no food anymore in the whole world, they can never lack because of the covenant God has made with them. Even if the entire economy of the world perish, these people, they can never lack because of the covenant God has made with them. Say, Lord, show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. And visit me and make a personal life-changing covenant with me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, God don't just make covenant with people. You must walk worthy of such relationship with Him. Because He will test you, and you must pass the test. Like the way He tested Abraham. And it was after Abraham passed the test that God made a generational covenant with Abraham. Yeah, so God don't just make covenants with people. He will test you. He will test how much you love Him. He will test how much you trust Him. He will test how obedient and faithful you are. And you will not know even when He's doing those tests. So the good thing for you is to just make up your mind to obey God and to be faithful forever. So you can stand a chance to attract such covenant relationship. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that is faithful and obedient to God. Always create in me such heart so that I can enter into a covenant relationship with God. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a faithful heart, obedient heart. God is looking for people that whatever He tells them to do, they will not hesitate. They will do it immediately. God is looking for people like that. He's looking for people like that. The Holy Spirit creates in my in my body, soul, and spirit a new heart that is faithful, a new heart that is always obedient to God, a new heart that loves God so much, more than myself, a new heart that fears God, a new heart that loves God more than everything in this world. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart. Some people, God tested them, and then He told them, give to me all those huge amounts of money you have been saving in your account. Give me that money. Yeah, they didn't know God was testing them, but they did not do it. And because of that, they lost the chance to get a covenant from God. They lost the chance to receive a covenant from God. Pray for that heart so that when God tests you, you will not fail. So that when He tests you, you will not fail. Thank God for Abraham. When he was tested, he did not fail. The Holy Spirit created me a faithful heart and an obedient heart. The name of Jesus. And not just that, tell Him to create in you a pure heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk in the Spirit all the time so that I will not miss your visitation. Help me to be spiritual all the time so that I will not miss your visitation. If you think God will visit you in the night in your dream, what if that is not the time He wants to visit you? You're not the one to choose when He's going to visit you and touch you. So what if He chooses to come in the daytime like He did to Abraham? He even came in form of human beings, in form of men, in the daytime to visit Abraham. If Abraham was in the Spirit, you wouldn't know that those men were not from here, that they were from above. You know, say, Father, help me to walk in the Spirit all the time so that I will not miss your visitation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is wrong for you to think it is only in your dreams that God will come and visit you. Or in the night. The Father, help me to be in the Spirit at all times. Help me to be spiritual at all times. So that I will not miss your voice. So that I will not miss your instruction, so that I will not miss visitation, so that I will not miss visitation. Help me, Father. Help me to be spiritual and not carnal. Help me to always be spiritual, not carnal. Help me to always be heavenly minded and not worldly minded. so that I will not miss your visitation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. The fire of the Holy Ghost filled my heart and mind from every attack of darkness that wants to confuse me, every attack of darkness that wants to give me confusion, every attack of darkness that wants to trouble my mind. The fire of the Holy Ghost filled my heart and mind from those attacks. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Filled my heart and mind from every attack that wants to give me confusion, every attack that wants to trouble my peace, every attack that wants to give sadness, every attack that wants to give me depression. Fire of the Holy Ghost, my heart and mind from such attack. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every attack that is targeted on my mind and my heart to put me in fear, to put pain, to put me in despair, fire of the Holy Ghost, protect me from those attacks. Right now, in the name of Jesus, protect me from such attacks. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Ghost fire, block every channel that Satan is passing through to enter into my life, that darkness is passing through to enter into my life. So Holy Ghost fire, block those channels right now. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Ghost fire block every channel that Satan is going passing through to enter into my life, to operate in my life. Block them now. Block them now, whether it's a physical channel or spiritual, whether it is visible or invisible. Holy Ghost fire block them. Block them, whether the channel is a human being. Holy Ghost fire, block them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever the channel may be, Holy Ghost fire, block them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every channel that is giving access to the kingdom of darkness to enter into my life and operate, Holy Ghost fire, block them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree that those channels are blocked forever right now in Jesus' name. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, empower me to help the people you want me to help. The things me to help. Say, Father, help them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, empower me to help people that you want me to help. Yeah, God will always use human beings to help human beings. And there are people that seriously need your help right now. And maybe you don't have what it takes to help them. Ask God to empower you. Say, Father, empower me now so that I'll be able to help the people you want me to help. Empower me now. Empower me spiritually. Empower me emotionally. Empower me psychologically. Empower me financially. Empower me with wisdom so that I'll be able to help the people you want me to help at this time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me garment of honor, as you did to Daniel, as you did to Joseph. Put upon me garment of honor, as you did to David. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you have this garment upon you, anywhere you go, your life will attract honor from people. Say, Father, put upon me your garment of honor, as you did to people in the Bible. Put upon me your garment of honor. In of Jesus, so that anywhere I go in the world, my life will attract honor. In the name of Jesus, you don't need to force anyone to honor you or respect you. When you have the garment, people will naturally do that when they see you. They will just know that you are special and that they should honor you and respect you. Say, Father, upon me your garment of honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand. As I pray for you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we worship your name. We praise you for who you are. We adore you, for you are a great God, and you remain the same forever. You are so full of mercy and love and compassion. And you said in your word that whoever comes to you, you will not cast away. Lord, your people have come to you. Father, do not cast them away. In the name of Jesus, help everyone that are praying. from the depths of their heart in this place tonight. Everyone that have prayed with the faith in their heart, Father, intervene in their lives and help them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you glorify yourself in the lives of your people, such that everyone around them begin to know that they are serving a living God, such that everyone around them begin to testify that indeed they serve a powerful God. Oh Lord, glorify yourself now in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. I pray for you that God will remember his promises concerning you, even his prophecies concerning you, and he shall hasten the performance of those promises and prophecies in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the mercy of God shall single you out among multitudes in the world for fame, for greatness, for success, and for great honor in the name of Jesus. I pray that as you continue to pray from today, your answers from heaven shall no longer be delayed. In the name of Jesus, the anointing to get fast answers and fast response from heaven, receive that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of God that will enter into your life and make you stronger than all your enemies, receive that type of power right now. In the name of Jesus, the battles that have been overcoming you and conquering you before now, I decree that when those battles confront you again, it is you that will overcome. They you will not overcome. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.